March the 4th. My husband didn't show up today. We usually have our meetups by the apple tree in our front lot. He usually appears every 4th of the month. Well, that's what I thought until today. I'm worried since he's been consistent with our meetups. So much so I even packed a picnic for today. I made a chicken casserole because it's his favourite. You'd think that he'd leave a note or something to keep my anxiety at bay. But then again, he doesn't even know when he'll be back. I hope I get to see him again. It already worries me to think that he's out there bopping in and out of the world with no control over it, with little concept of the time and where he is. I try to keep the thoughts of him dying out of my mind, but to be quite frank, his appearances in my life have been random at best. He's always in and out without anything to help me understand when I can expect him again. It leaves a hole in my heart to think he's gone. Please come back. I'll try again in April. Hopefully he has something for his whereabouts. Please be okay, sweetie. April 4th. It's been another month without any appearance of my love. He didn't even show up today, but he did leave a note under one of the rocks by the apple tree. That smug bastard. I wonder if he snuck into my room to read my diary. But when? Oh, well, I guess I'll never know anyway. I don't know how he knows these things at times, but he just does. Not that I'm complaining, though. He does have his moments when that comes in handy. Back to the note. It looks like a page ripped out of a textbook, and all it says is, "I won't be long. Please be patient," in black marker. Quite romantic, honey. He knows I've been patient with him. Hell, I've given him all the time in the world, but I digress. I'll wait for you, baby. Just be safe out there. I know you have no control, but I need to see you again. And maybe bring something more than a note next time. April 16th. He came back to me. I heard knocking on the door today. I was confused at first since I didn't know who could be here at 10 p.m. at night. But there he was, shivering with his member shrunken from the cold with plucked flowers in his hand. I chuckled a bit, asking if he'd had the right place. He smirked and said absolutely. I grinned like a schoolgirl and brought him inside to the dining table to sit. I was going to get him some clothes, but he said he'd rather take a blanket, so I did his request. Saying he couldn't stay long since he was going to blop soon. He was fast about talking to me about some of his whereabouts, and he said he woke up naked in plenty of weird places, one of them being on top of a building in Germany. We shared a few laughs and short-lived remarks, but before too long, he started coughing. I thought it was probably due to the cold. He'd asked for some water and I complied, going to the kitchen to fetch him some. By the time I came back, he was gone. I felt my heart sink a bit from that. I put the glass of water on the table and the blanket over myself. It wasn't long until I cried, missing his presence. I felt the remaining warmth over me and his fragrance as I broke down. I wish he could have stayed longer, but I knew this was an impossible request. I'm just happy he came back to me. But the pain hurts every time he goes. After I took a moment to compose myself, I realized there was a piece of paper next to the flowers he plucked. I looked and found a short message reading, "Ready for the big day?" I have no clue what he's talking about, but I guess I'll just have to wait and see. April 29th. I just remembered we have our anniversary tomorrow. I can't believe I forgot. I feel so dumb, but at the same time, the last couple of months have been trying times. Not only him being gone, having set residence in my mind, but work and family. They always ask if he'll come back for any of the holidays, and all I can say is, I don't know. They always give me the week, "It'll be okay, sweetie, he'll be back." How do they know? I don't even know. I wish he could just be there for me in times like this. I just feel so cold and alone when he's not around. It's like a part of me is gone, but I need to stay strong and hopeful of his return. I'm just hoping that his message carries weight. Hopefully by tomorrow he'll be at my doorstep with some witty comment. God, I hope so. Please come back to me. April 30th. He's come back. I'm so ecstatic. I can't believe it. It all started with a knock at the bedroom window early in the morning. Realizing he was the person knocking, I frantically opened it. Happy to see he kept his word. He asked if he could come in, and he's saying he's got an anniversary with a beautiful wife waiting for him. Oh, I kissed him on the lips for a full minute, but it felt like an eternity. After we released our lips from one another, he remarked he could take that as a yes. I nodded, helping him inside our bedroom. We didn't even make it to the sitting down before we started making out. Oh, he must have been waiting for me as much as I've been for him. He ripped off my top while we were kissing, and he was groping my tits and trailing his kisses down my neck. God, oh, I loved every second of it. It felt like electricity rolling through my body with every kiss hitting my neck. His aggression didn't waver as he went further down, kissing my breasts and not taking long to suck with them with such ferocity. He was so eager, which got me wet. After not having him in so long, I was so sensitive. I moaned and he looked up at me with that smug grin of his. But I didn't care. He could do whatever he wanted. I needed his embrace. He kissed further down, leaving a trail of kissing around my stomach, getting a slight whimper out of me and giving him more satisfaction. Finally, he moved down to my pussy. He left no time for me to respond as he dug his tongue deep into me. I screamed with pleasure, and I was already arching my back with his quite experienced technique. I was close to asking him how he knew my weak spots that I didn't even know, but he didn't give me the chance to speak as he focused right on my weak points. Filling the room with my moans and screams, he switched to focus on my clit while he put two fingers deep in my cunt, arching them to hit my G-spot. God. Oh. My orgasm was so intense, I could hear my screams echoing in my head. My back arched as he kept sucking my clit with fingers going in and out so quickly. It looked like a blur. As I crept back down, his pace slowed with it. Right until even finally stopped pulling his mouth and his hands away from me. But I could tell from the lust in his eyes, he wasn't done. He got up, spat on his cock. He started stroking it to lubricate it, as well as a tease for what was to come. God, I bit my lip, ready for whatever he had in store for me. Such a tease. He began rubbing his head right up against my entrance, right before he slowly plunged his hard cock into my inviting pussy. But he was getting close. I knew my husband's cock almost as much as he knew my pussy. I could tell by his throbbing and his balls starting to shrink that he was getting close. I took the opportunity to wrap my arms and legs around him to his shock. As he kept thrusting faster and faster, I told him, "Come for me." He broke as he released all his seed inside me, flooding me with his sticky cum as he thrust as deep as he could. I came as well, tightening the grip I had on his cock, both of us moaning in pleasure until we finally collapsed in each other's arms. We laughed for a bit and kissed. I looked into his eyes, and right before I was able to say anything, he said, "I love you," taking the words right from my mouth. A little upset, I smacked him on the chest, and he laughed and said, "I know," and kissed me. After that, we got ourselves back into bed and talked about how life is going for us. He talked about as much as he could, trying not to spoil the future for me, and I pouted, but understood why he couldn't tell. Before he left me, he kissed me on the lips and said he loved me one last time before he vanished. This time was different. I didn't cry like before. I was happy. I was surprised, thinking maybe I've lost it. But there was something else that filled this void of emptiness that I'd been feeling until now. It was like I knew he would be back, like a new form of hope. May the 1st. He's still gone, but I felt the need to write something today. I don't know when he'll be back. He might be gone for another day, week, month, or even never come back. One thing is for certain. I know he loves me, and that's enough to keep me going. He even left me a note on the porch. Sneaky bastard. It's a short message, but I'll hold it forever. It reads, I might be gone for a while or forever, but my love for you will exist no matter the time or the place. Love, time-travelling bastard. P.S. I love you. God, I love you too, baby. Please make it back for me, for us. Because when you come back, you're going to be in for a surprise yourself.